Good afternoon. Welcome to the March 10th, 2026 VCC Architecture Committee meeting. Everybody might wonder why I'm sitting here with the committee today. Our other committee members could not be with us, so in order to get a quorum, since I'm an architect, I'm sitting with the committee as a stand-in, and I will mostly be involved in just running the meeting and mostly leaving the debate up to you guys. So with that, we will begin with call roll.
Stephen Bergeron and Rick Feifeld are absent today. Cynthia Stewart?
Here.
Blake there?
Here.
And Brian Blockley refilling it for Rick Feifeld.
Great. So with that, we will start with old business, 915 Dauphine Street. Do we have an applicant?
Yes.
Great. Please state your name and your address for the record, and then the staff will read a report.
My name is Maya Alexander. My address is 620 Port Street.
Thank you.
Tonight, 915 Dauphine is a green-rated main building with a brown-rated garage building. This is a proposal to relocate and add new HVAC equipment to the main side roof. For application materials received October 1st, 2025 and February 10th, 2026, respectively. As part of the overall renovation of the property, the applicant is now proposing to remove the two condensers from grade at the Dumaine side entrance and install two new condensers on the roof of the brown-rated garage building and two new condensers on the roof of the attached single-story green-rated Dumaine side addition as follows. On the garage roof, a new wood frame platform tied into the roof with an integrated TPO cover is shown, set back 5 feet from the rear of the garage, approximately 2'7" from the adjacent building on the Dumaine side. Condenser 4, which serves the second floor, is a 2-ton side discharge heat pump measuring 32 by 40 by 20 with a weighted DBA of 53 to 59. The condensate line is shown going directly into the house. Condenser 3 is a train split system unit that serves the living area of the house. It measures 51 by 35 by 39 and has a weighted sound power level of 74 DBA. The condensate line is shown going directly into the house. Optional screening is shown set back 2 feet from the rear roof of the garage, but has not been detailed. No side screening is needed due to the proximity of the adjacent building. On the rear attached single-story green-rated addition roof, condenser 1, which serves the primary suite, is a Rudd Endeavor Line Achiever Series dedicated horizontal heat pump measuring 59 inches by 33 by 29 with an outdoor sound rating of 82 decibels. It is shown a small pad with a, quote, 0-inch clearance from exterior wall. It is also shown with an outdoor duct measuring 15 feet long. Condenser 2 is a Mitsubishi heat pump that serves the rear cottage building. It measures 43 inches by 29 by 10 and has a maximum DBA of 35. The condensate line to the rear building will be buried. Screening is shown on the Dauphine and Dumaine sides of the units, as this equipment would be significantly more visible from the adjacent property, particularly at the second floor. Staff has no objection to the two proposed units on the brown-rated garage building. Given the rating of the structure, commission review is not required for this equipment. Staff is concerned that condenser 1 is very large, has a much higher decibel rating than is typically found approvable, particularly in residential applications, and an exterior duct is needed. Both the duct and unit are indicated to be directly against the side of the house, which could cause maintenance issues for the wooden siding. Screening should be required for any equipment in this area, and commission review and approval is required since this addition is green rated. Overall, staff recommends conceptual approval of condensers 3 and 4 on the roof of the garage structure, conceptual approval of condenser 2 to be forwarded to the commission for review prior to permit, deferral of condenser 1. This location also requires commission review and approval prior to permit. The committee may choose to allow for final review and approval of another unit at staff level if smaller, quieter equipment is proposed as an alternative. And conceptual approval of screening at the rear addition with final review and approval of details at staff level.
Thank you. Would you like to provide any feedback or a report from the from your perspective?
Yes. So the real challenge that we're dealing with right now is that volume of the existing primary bathroom is set below you can see kind of the dash line marking the ceiling height of the actual room that is adjacent to. And prior to our work, there was this awkward fur down that really took away the volume of that interior space. And so our goal has been to try to regain the historic proportions of that room and not to have to have any fur down. So this was the solution that we came up with the HVAC contractor. We also see all the similar kind of concerns, and we're trying to weigh the benefit, trying to maintain the interior historic integrity, which is not necessarily what we're here to discuss,
and also find a solution that, you know, serves the practical restraints of providing HVAC to this volume, which is really just this little like shoebox that is kind of shoved against the other volume and does not relate in a meaningful way where we can create, like, without creating this fur down across this whole room. So that's the challenge that we kind of are facing. And I think, you know, we came here understanding that you might have those concerns. So I think beyond that, it sounds like we might need to find another strategy for the package unit. I don't know if we're just sort of limited in what we can do. But my question is, if we decide to do something different and just relocate a more standard unit similar to condensers 3 and 4 to serve, somehow serve that area, the primary bathroom, bedroom suite, is that something that could be approved at staff level since it's going on the ground rated structure?
So the package unit is actually on the green rated.
No, but I'm saying if we scrap the package unit altogether, we found a way to relocate just another more typical condenser type unit and a more ducted system, interior ducts, that could make their way somehow through. I think essentially we are going to be forced to do the fur down, so at that point we can locate on the ground. Like, it would be just as easy for us to locate. Yeah, to go there. Is that something that we could do just at staff level if we decide to locate a third one of those condensers on that garage structure?
Seems like it.
If y'all give conceptual approval for that as part of the motion today, that would be a revision that y'all would be okay with. And staff, I don't have an issue with putting a second unit on the green rated portion at the back. It's more the sound and
size.
And the size and it being right up against the building. So yeah. If you were able to do a, you know, kind of more, you know, a conventional unit, I think you could still go there, but the decibel level is really what kind of pushes that outside of what's typical.
Okay. The issues that we had were just like, we essentially needed the ducting to be on the outside, which then pushed us into this realm of the package unit. So I think that's about as small as it can get in terms of that strategy for conditioning those spaces. So I guess what I want to leave this meeting with is just having a plan that can be approved at staff, or an understanding of what can be approved at staff level, just because we are, as you've mentioned, we've already kind of have the rest of the project approved, and this has been the sort of lagging component that I want to make sure we're not holding up everything else. So if it was acceptable to this room and to the committee to sort of verbally say we're going to attempt to locate, I guess, either a third unit, or what we're calling condenser one, on the roof of the primary bathroom and or on the garage, either of those would be fine. It's just a smaller, like, less.
As long as it's not this unit and ductwork.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, this is the part that, yes.
Okay.
So if you did something more conventional here, if that's possible, and I think that would be.
Any scenario for that structure, would we need the screening?
I think we need to let the committee weigh in.
Okay.
I think they were kind of like, we've heard that, so give the opportunity for the committee to respond.
So would we require screening? I would think we would.
Well, I think visibility is something that seems to be missing from this presentation.
It's weird, right?
Because, I mean, yeah, but that's not eye level. I mean, we can see where it is, but I don't get any understanding at all about how visible this is from the street or from anywhere else.
That's the street.
I understand that, but I think that we need to see what does that look like from street level.
I think the most visible is from the neighboring property. Is that something that would have to get into the neighboring property, or?
Well, I think it's important to understand the visibility. So if we could see, you know, it's not visible from the street, that's one thing.
Yeah.
The photograph that you just showed us shows the building across the street, so we could understand that they're going to be able to see it. And those are the things that we would...
I mean, maybe a sight section.
Yeah.
Showing these things with, like, a line of sight to see what sort of screening you need, and if it's appropriate so that you don't see it from either side of the building.
I've been on site. I can explain if that's helpful.
Great.
These photos are taken right here, which is in between this garage structure and the green rated bump out at the back. the street's over here. This is the adjacent building. So these units really wouldn't be visible from anywhere except this courtyard on the property at 915. These units may be visible from this adjacent property, which would be here and here.
Okay.
There really wouldn't be any visibility from the street just based on how far back this is.
Okay.
And yeah, so this screening would be only for the benefit of 915, I think, but the screening that would go here would be for the benefit of the property next door.
And these windows, these photos are taken from a window on the second floor.
Gotcha.
Well, so, I agree with the staff. I mean, I think if you could get a more traditional unit in there, you know, either location would be fine.
Okay.
But yes, I do think we would want screening either way.
But the, so I'm clear, you're going to take condenser one and move it over to the brown rated building.
Yes.
And then you'll have condensate lines that run through the courtyard into
to
the
go
green
to the back house.
Yeah.
So do we have any public comment? Hearing none, is there further discussion? Are you ready for a motion?
So, yeah, I have a question.
Yes.
So you can see it from...
I'm sorry, can you state your name?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Bill Donkerbrut, radio on Dauphin.
Mm-hmm.
And the, so the visibility issue can be taken care of with screening around there?
Potentially.
Is that
yeah.
what I'm hearing?
Potentially.
Okay. Because there will be two units that could see the two houses or apartments that could see the units if they're not screened.
Well, and I think that you could probably speak to what level of, you know, screening this would accomplish. I mean, would you be able to screen it such that it wouldn't be visible at all, or is it going to modify the visibility from the courtyard?
Well, I think on the green rated lower building, we could potentially screen. I mean, I think both could be screened completely to obscure views, either from 915 or from the neighboring property.
Okay.
There's currently a condenser unit on the lower green-rated building that is set closer to the adjacent property. That not, I think it's actually within the setback, and so we were relocating that to closer to the building. But by doing that, we actually potentially make it more visible from the neighboring, when it's tucked up against the neighboring building can't see it. So I don't know if there's only one unit on that green-rated building, I would prefer to find a way to limit the amount of screening just by locating it
sure.
in such a way that it's not visible.
And guidelines don't require invisibility, just mm-hmm. it requires that they not be visually prominent.
Got it.
So there is that sort of subjective.
Okay.
But if you got rid of condenser one, you could move back condenser two to the back side or closer to the street. Right?
Street. I think closer to the street goes, actually makes it more visible. If you
well, I meant
the
closer
street,
to the brown rated building.
I think it still gets more visible because the adjacent like back house is set further back. So right now it's kind of tucked. Once you get further to the street on the lower green rated building, you become more visible. I think there's one of the views I have from the second floor window shows maybe, yeah, so that V3, that's showing like the adjacent building. So the further you come front, the more exposed those are, where if you kind of see like the shadow of that building, that's where the existing one is, and we could kind of stay within that, which limits, again, really the only visibility potentially is from the back courtyard of 915 at that point.
Just to clarify, Aaron, staff was saying that if condenser one is removed and replaced, she would be okay with it here or here.
Okay.
In either place, depending on the lines. That's what you were asking.
Yeah.
We didn't want to have lines.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, however that works out
yeah.
with your mechanical.
Yeah, just knowing a little bit more about, because we've worked through these different strategies on, like, okay, if this doesn't work, what would we do on the inside? I think at that point, we would just probably have a more standard unit that would go similarly to 3 and 4 straight into the building there.
But
and
here,
then,
but located here, yeah.
Yeah, so the condensate lines would be inside the building and then just pop out.
Yeah, the only ones that would be coming down under the ground are the ones that's serving the back house, which is not in this section, but further back.
So I have a second question with regards to the structure itself that it's sitting on. Currently, they're not above, so we have a hurricane, wind force and all that. It just blows over the roof. Now, putting this additional structure on it, does that cause any concern for structural reinforcement or anything like that?
For permitting, it's going to have to be engineered in such a way that it's safe and that it is, you know, that's taken care of. That's beyond the scope of this review. We're mostly just, at this point, reviewing it for how appropriate it is. But that would be part of permitting.
Okay. And Mike, currently there's one here located in this area?
Correct.
Do y'all have any more discussion, or are you ready for a motion?
What do you think?
I mean, I think that, at first I wanted it to be closer towards the street, but considering if you push it back towards that other building, and then have a screen there, that seems like the best case.
I agree.
And then, like you said, move the other unit to the brown rated building.
I think that's probably, in terms of visibility too, I think that actually is better than...
And I agree with the staff. I don't think you need a screen on the brown rated building. Unless y'all, I mean, you know, it's not helping anything.
It's not visible.
And then that can be approved without going to commission, correct, Aaron?
The units, however many units there end up being on the brown rated building and screening and all of that, none of that requires commission. The unit on the green rated building does.
But are we saying that we're going to remove that and put them all on the brown rated building?
Yeah, I think we'll still have one, but okay. If we keep it in the same location where there is currently that pad that we discussed and shift it so just that it meets like current zoning, would that be like, then it would just be replacing in kind that one that's marked as...
Yeah, there is one there now. So it would be a different type of unit and serving a different building, but it would be a switch out of one unit
It's a similar size. It's serving the same building. Like, they're both serving the care... Like, it's not a carriage house, it's a back house. Yeah, so they're both... Because there's really no place in that courtyard to put that except on the roof of that structure without it being, like, very visible.
Well, I think the decision is... Honestly, if you're going to get rid of this, are you going to put it here or are you going to put it here? And that's up to you guys to figure out your line sets. Right?
But the back, let me see the plan. So this unit, if this is the only one to stay on the green building, it is replacing the existing unit. So I would think that would not need to go to commission.
I agree. And if we're trying to, if your goal is to be able to move forward without going to commission.
Yes.
It'd be great if we could craft a motion to provide that opportunity.
Okay. You in?
Yeah.
Okay. So I move that we approve three new units on the brown rated building, not including the package unit, but a more traditional unit. And replacement of the single existing unit on the green building. In kind, with all review to be done by the staff, including any screening that might be stipulated. But at this point, we believe the screening is probably not going to be required.
Oh, do we have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you so much.
Appreciate that.
All right, 911 Iberville Street. Do you have an applicant? All right. Do we need to have a motion for deferral? Yeah. So do we have a motion to defer 911 Iberville?
I'll make a motion to defer 911 Iberville.
Great. Second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion passes. 721 Charters. Please state your names and addresses for the record, and the staff will read a report.
Kevin Morris. Colleen Smith Architects, live at 5637 David Drive, in County.
Ray Zabala, Allen Smith Architects, 4433 Lakewood Drive.
Great, thank you, staff.
Sure, this is
thank you.
A proposal to renovate the cathedral, including removal and replacement of stucco, removal and replacement of slate roofing and flashing, and restoration of stained glass windows, and installation of permanent protective glazing. Application materials received February 6, 2026. Staff and the applicants have been in contact for several months regarding this major proposed renovation of the St. Louis Cathedral. Staff is confident that all the key players in this project have the best interest of the building in mind. There are three major components of the proposal that deserve extra attention. The majority of the discussion staff has had with the applicant is concerned the proposed stucco work on the building. The applicant is proposing a complete removal of stucco from the entire building, repairs and tuck pointing of the underlying masonry, and replacement of stucco to match all existing profiles and details. This would either be done in vertical sections at a time from start to finish, with a section of scaffolding being assembled, the adjacent area of stucco being removed, masonry repairs, and new stucco all being completed based on the accessible area from that scaffolding, before the scaffolding is disassembled and moved. Alternatively, the entire building may be scaffolded at once with a roof over the scaffolding to allow for continuous and uninterrupted work. The applicant has noted that the existing stucco suffers from elastomeric paint and other improper repairs made over time. The goal would be to use the most appropriate materials in the replacement and to, as closely as possible, match the original appearance of the stucco. The exact composition and color of that stucco is still being evaluated. The overall project includes the removal of slate roofing from the main roof. The existing slate on the steeples is noted as remaining in place. For the main roof, the plans call for the removal and storage of the existing slates, the removal of the underlayment down to the existing wood substrate, the removal of existing copper flashing and counter flashing, and the removal of any deteriorated roof deck. New fire retardant plywood sheathing would be installed over the existing roof deck, new underlayment installed, and the slate reinstalled, with any damaged slate being replaced to match existing. It is possible that the existing slate will be completely replaced. If this path is chosen, the existing colors of the slate would be matched. Some of the flashing details are still being finalized, but the intention is to standardize the flashing using primary copper flashing. Of the examples flashing seen are detailed A910. Staff sees nothing that would be of concern. The intention of the work is to match all flashing details and equipment profiles. Following the completion of the roofing work, the plans call for the replacement of the various existing metal louvers. The plans call for new copper louvers matching existing in all locations. Staff notes that many of the existing louvers show damage, either bent, out of place, or discoloration. Staff seeks confirmation regarding the use of copper in all locations. While the louvers near the top of the center spire have the green color continued copper, the various lower louvers appear to be painted the same color as the stucco. One significant change is proposed for the windows found at the second level of the building and at the attic level one. The majority of these windows feature some kind of existing plexiglass protective covering on the exterior side of the stained glass. Following the completion of the stucco and roof work and the completion of restoration work to the existing windows, plans call for the installation of protective glazing in new metal frames. Details on these call for new permanent laminated safety glass storm protection with vented frames, color match frames to new stucco. These are shown set off from the windows by approximately 2 to 3 inches, and in discussion with the applicant, it was noted that the intention was to have these as far back from the building edge as possible. This type of protective glazing has to be reviewed in the context of the unique circumstances of this building, this location, and these window types. With the vast majority of residential and commercial windows in the district, the VCC guidelines and VCC staff would recommend things like shutters or interior storm windows or storm protection that was only installed if a significant storm was forecasted. The guidelines explicitly state that permanent attached plastic storm protection panels are not appropriate in the view array, and note that the requirement of all replacement windows have exterior profile muntins. Staff believes in the context of historic stained glass windows, these guidelines are not necessarily applicable. The National Park Service has an article specifically about the use of protective glazing for stained glass. The article notes that glass protective glazing is a more aesthetic option compared to plastic. There are several advantages and disadvantages of installing any kind of protective glazing. The most compelling reason to install protective glazing is to protect against vandalism or severe weather, such as hurricanes, both of which staff find to be a strong possibility here. The NPS article notes that if protective glazing is installed, that proper ventilation is important to prevent the buildup of heat and moisture. The glazing not alter the appearance of the stained glass by becoming opaque and or yellow, be reversible, easily removable, and as maintenance-free as possible. Staff finds that the protective glazing as proposed with the use of clear laminated safety glass with a vented frame is well in line with these NPS recommendations. One new portion of stained glass window is proposed at the first floor level on the St. Peter's side of the building near the very front of the building. This window currently has a window AC unit with intact stained glass windows above. No details have been provided on the new window, and the note calls for the panel to be provided by the owner, with the intention being to match the design of the existing stained glass windows immediately above. In summary, staff finds this overall project moving in a very positive direction. Additional information will be needed regarding some of the aspects of the project noted above, and staff notes that at some point this entire project will require full commission review. Commission review of the project in its entirety may be best after some more of these existing details have been worked out. But staff suggests that the concept of the protective glazing over the windows be forwarded to the commission for immediate consideration. Staff recommends conceptual approval of the overall proposal to return to the Architecture Committee for review of final construction documents, with the concept of protective glazing to be forwarded to the commission for review at their next meeting.
Thank
just
you.
Just so you
yes.
guys know, we've been working with this team for months on this.
Yeah.
Working through problems and issues, you know, that have arisen, but we're pretty excited this is going to move forward. Yeah.
So do you have any feedback or presentation?
Well, I'd just like to reiterate, I appreciate y'all's assistance throughout this process. We've been trying to keep the team from Bucare and Chippo as involved in the process as much as possible. I will say we're going to hopefully have an advantage of anything prior to being installed. We will have a full-blown mock-up version of it to where you guys can come down and inspect those for approval. It also helps us work. The project delivery system, too, is not a bid job. So we are acquiring trade partners as we go right now through an RFQ solicitation process. So we're hopefully working with the best of the best in the industry on working the details through this, all with the goal of doing the best job that we can.
Can you tell the committee a little bit more about the window? The windows were the one thing that staff was most concerned about on
yeah.
site, but these are, correct me if I'm wrong, you did these at St. Patrick's? Are they
yes.
something similar?
Yeah, we have a variety of windows
okay.
in the cathedral. Different floors have different designs of windows. The lower floor being steel framed stained glass windows. The second floor was wood windows that were taken out with stained glass inserted. And then the upper floors in clear story and other windows around the area are wood sash windows that are just decorative glass. Our goal is intent to try to make uniformity around all of the glass windows and put in the laminated safety glass as far back or as far close to the window as possible. But some of the units already have a safety glass that is a plexiglass. So once we get one window that we can take apart and figure out, we're either going to install a laminated safety glass in that unit, or we'll, like the other windows, install a new safety glass in front of the system. I know there's been a lot of discussion and request on is there a possibility for us to use a single sheet of glass to protect the windows, and while as an architect we would appreciate that 100%, we just have concern about the maintenance level of the cathedral ongoing to be able to repair those should they be damaged, which, you know, it is highly likely that somebody could
yeah.
do that. We also agreed that we were going to take the antiquated shrouds off the outside.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to salvage those. But those were apparently put up at some time so that vandalism could not take place on those particular lower windows.
So you heard in Nick's report that we have suggested moving this element of the project to the commission sooner than later. And that is more for your sake than ours. We're not wanting to do anything that's going to hold up the progress of your project. If, you know, just as part of this conversation, if you think it might be more effective to hold off on that review until you have a mock-up available, I would leave that at your discretion.
Okay.
So, I didn't want you to think that we were needing to fast-track that for our sake. We just know that, you know, of all the, you know, the stucco and the way you're moving forward with that is something that is pretty readily understandable, or it's very technical, versus the aesthetics of the window covering. So we'll leave that up to you when you think that would be best to go forward, but that may, we don't want there to be something that is going to tie you up and slow things down.
Sure. I think, again, the selection process of us getting the appropriate vendor who is going to be working with us, we're going to be then finessing those details. So in an ideal world, we can send you the details and maybe keep the process moving. The mock-up is probably going to come a little bit later in time,
okay.
So I wouldn't want to hold up. But maybe the mock-up could be something that's a final approval for you guys as well.
Or our review at commission would just be conceptual anyway.
Yes. Okay.
So it might be, as per Nick's report, to go ahead and proceed, next week, just so we conceptually can get that approved, and you know, moving forward, then we can work on the details.
Great. So okay. We'll get details later. This is just okay. Right. And you've done this on other buildings?
Yes.
And have a track record of how it works?
Yes. And so, I mean, we're working with experts not only on the stained glass but on the protective glazing as well, and how those two systems are going to interface with each other.
Right.
So could we get a photograph of an example of that for next week's hearing? And that way we can at least show it.
Sure, I probably have photographs on my phone right now that I can share with you.
Yeah, just send them to Nick. That'd be great. We'll get it in the report.
So the vents occur on the plexiglass? How is the plexiglass vented?
The plexiglass, we're not using plexiglass. We're using laminated glass. There is a circular vent. That's a pretty common thing to see.
Right.
Depending on how the air moves within the window, but you generally have a ventilation system at the bottom and at the top that allows that system to ventilate and breathe.
And these are the shrouds he was talking about.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
I kind of like those, honestly.
Well, and we sort of discussed that on site. Like, They're probably there for a reason.
They are there for a reason. Yeah, but they also,
that particular unit, that's the...
That's the one they're going to take out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're trying to see if we can salvage and find where the original window is.
Yeah.
Someone seems to believe that it's archived somewhere. But we're going to take that air conditioning unit out.
Have you checked the compound? Because they have a lot of stuff archived there.
Yeah, we're going to post it back to the stained glass window there.
So this laminated glass would go over up in front of every window?
Correct.
So this junk would come out.
Yeah.
And it would be,
Has there any
We're looking for the most minimal profile that we can get on the glass panel.
Sure.
I mean, has there been any discussion about not doing it on the first floor levels where you could just, you can go in and put something in, like, if a storm comes? Or is that, like,
not? That, you know, that's kind of almost what the shroud is doing.
Yeah.
Because the shroud is technically providing you hurricane protection. It is also providing vandalism protection.
Right.
So what we agreed was that we were going to try to do the cleanest approach to the window, and that and we're going to save the shrouds. And if it becomes a vandalism problem, we have to come back in front of you guys and let you know we're going to put the vandalism protection back up.
We have any public comment regarding this matter? Yes, sir. Please state your name again for the record.
Bill Donkergood again. I go to the church and I'm totally in support of this. One of the concerns I have, though, is when we start the upgrade, you know, that area in front of the church is used by a lot of vendors. How is that going to be impacted? Because by the time you bring in the construction equipment and all that, has that been addressed?
That's not part of this review.
Yeah,
we're only dealing with the construction and the architecture.
Who asked that question?
That's probably Parks and Parkways. Yeah. They're the ones that manage the plaza. So you might, you know, talk to them about that.
But it's going to be scaffolded.
Yeah.
So, again, we're site logistically already developing the layout. There is the garden at the rear of the cathedral that we're negotiating on consuming that garden to create the staging space for it. We are probably not going to project any out further into Jackson Square than what we already are. That scaffolding that is currently in Jackson Square right now is more protective in nature.
Right.
But we're not going to go any further into Jackson Square than we are.
I was hoping you would.
Thank you.
All right. Do you guys have any more questions? Are you ready to make a motion?
You're going to see this again.
Yeah. I mean, just as a side note, I'd like to see not just details on how the windows are going to work, but like if there's any data that you have on previous installations.
Absolutely. So we can show you similar applications and what we're trying to do. Again, we're trying to make the minimal profile. Either plexiglass or laminated glass that had been installed previously on it, which has huge aluminum white mullions on it. Our goal would be to get those off and go with something that's a more slender profile than that. Forget those. I don't think that's the right one. It's one on the back.
No, we don't have that one. Yeah, sorry.
No
problem. Next time.
Ready for motion?
Any discussion on the louver?
Copper louvers.
Oh, thank you.
I don't have any issues. I mean, the other thing that's really helpful that makes me feel good is that there's going to be mock-ups involved with this. So, that's, you know, that makes me feel even better. I have no issues.
And if you haven't seen the stucco mock-ups have been there for a while on the rear elevation. So you can look through the gate and people.
Maybe we could have a field trip.
Yeah. For sure.
Just not all together.
So would it make sense to defer any of these issues for, you know, to look at a mock-up? Or are you ready just to conceptually approve them?
Can we conceptually approve with a mock-up, with the requirement of a mock-up?
Yeah,
for sure. For each item?
Yeah.
Take it away.
In the matter of I'd like to make a motion in the matter of 721 Charter Street. To accept the staff's recommendation with the caveat that mock-ups are required at the window, laminated glass, at the stucco repairs, and at the vents at the steeple. Also, if you could provide previous applications of where the laminated glass was used before, for precedent, that would be helpful.
So current mock-ups that we're going to...
Let's finish with this motion, if you wouldn't mind, and also to forward to the commission for the review of the glass.
And to forward to the full commission for the review of the glass.
I second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay, thank you. What were you going to say, though?
I was just going to say our current mock-up condition considers the wall surface, a head jam sill, and then a cornice from a stucco standpoint of view. This is going to probably be a freestanding mock-up that will be used in its entirety. And then the second one will be is both roof conditions, the upper roof matching its slope, the lower roof matching its slope, the interface of the clerestory in between those two, and then the backside of the parapet. So we're going to have some good three-dimensional aspects for you guys to look at and review, as well as for us to work on the details and finesse those before they get moving on to the actual construction.
Great. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, 540 North Rampart Street. We have an applicant. So if y'all please state your names and addresses for the record.
Vincent Marcello, 1025 Bienville.
Nico Marcello, 1025 Bienville.
Great, thank you, staff.
Sure, 540 North Rampart. This is a blue-rated main building and service cell with brown-rated courtyard infill. This is a proposal to install new wall ties, replace existing wood lintels with new steel lintels, and perform other masonry and stucco repairs. Application materials received February 20th, 2026. The proposed work occurs on the North Rampart elevation near the corner with Blue Street. New tiebacks are proposed with two each shown above the first, second, and third floor levels for a total of six new tiebacks. Locations of the tieback plates are shown as being just under the gallery decking or third floor gallery overhang, which should make them quite discreet. The plates themselves are noted as being 8 inches in diameter. As with all tieback applications, staff recommends that the plates be painted to match the stucco wall color. In addition to the tiebacks, new steel lintels are proposed above one opening each on the first, second, and third floor levels in the same general area as the proposed tiebacks. Conceptually, staff has no objection to the proposed new steel lintels, which are shown in drawings provided by an engineering firm. Staff questions the detail shown in the drawing, noting that the lintel is shown exposed in the interior side of the wall and conflicting with elements of the wood casing. This detailing may need to be revisited or revised, but conceptually, if there is no exterior visibility to the lintels, staff finds the proposal approvable. The plans note that existing cracks will be repaired using an injection method, but the applicant has confirmed that all stucco repairs will be completed using typical VCC-approved methods. The stucco repairs will be completed following the completion of the proposed structural intervention. Staff recommends conceptual approval of the proposal, with any final details to be worked out at the staff level.
Thank you. Do you have a response to the report or a presentation to make?
No, we're good with putting in the ties and the lintels and painting them the same color as the building.
Great. Committee?
What about the lintels being in front of the wood casing?
Oh, you have it right there, too. That's on the inside. That would be covered up probably with either plaster or drywall. It wouldn't be noticeable.
Okay.
And it will be visible from the outside.
Yeah, and it would be.
All right. Do we have any public comment regarding this matter? Hearing none, is there any more discussion?
No, all seems pretty reasonable.
Ready for a motion?
Sure. In the matter of, where are we? 540 North Rampart Street, I move that we accept the application per the staff's report and all additional details to be worked out with the staff.
Can you make this like conceptual approval?
Conceptual approval, yes, I'm sorry. We conceptually approve this.
Great.
With details to be worked out by the staff.
You have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Also,
thank you very much.
Also delighted to see ongoing work on this. It's a
Always.
Great building.
Very good.
Great series of buildings.
All right, 730 St. Peter Street.
730 St. Peter is a blue-rated main building and service building. This is an appeal to retain masonry wall extension for application materials received November 23rd, 2022, and February 20th, 2026, respectively. This appeal was last reviewed on February 10th and deferred until the applicant could provide more information. Updated drawings show that approximately 10 foot 4 of additional height was added and no vertical reinforcement tied the sections of wall together. Photos of the excavated foundation were also provided, which the applicant stated was originally observed on site with their engineer, Walter Zenner. It is still unclear if DSP will consider the wall extension approvable for retention. If the committee finds retention conceptually approvable, the motion can include a proviso that DSP must also find it compliant with building code and the CZO before staff stamps documents for retention.
Thank you. Please state your names and addresses for the record.
Mackenzie Laxton with 824 Barone.
John Williams at 824 Barone Street, Architect.
Great, thank you. Do you have any presentation or response to the staff report?
I think we're good with getting together with zoning. I think we're going Thursday to meet with McNamara and just make sure that this is acceptable. But in my past, there is no height limit on the wall, so we'll see if he concurs with that.
If not, then
we would apply to get a variance.
Gotcha. Has the building department responded to this new construction, to the detail that you provided? I guess the reason I'm asking is when I saw it, I was a little concerned that there was no vertical reinforcement. I understand from talking with staff that there is horizontal reinforcement and that it was toothed in to both to the wall and to the existing building. But I am concerned that there isn't any vertical reinforcement, and I think that that is obviously something that the building department is going to have to sign off on. And so just if you got any feedback, that'd be helpful for the committee.
You can see the footings there. The engineer signed off on adding the wall. We had a photograph, which I don't think you have, that showed the wall was there. I think it came down maybe during Betsy or maybe Katrina, I don't know. The adjoining property owner is glad that we put it back up because of the noise transfer between Pat O'Brien's and, you know, whatever music we have going on. And we'll make sure we get here with the building department.
Okay. And that's definitely something that is more a building department issue than a VCC issue. So if we do approve this, it would need to be conceptual,
right,
based upon, you know, final
zoning and structural. Yeah.
Zoning and structural.
Right. There's the picture, if you could hold there. So the wall was there.
Right.
Per the previous report, the last time we reviewed it, the extended wall is observed in photos as early as 1920, but it was removed at some point prior to 1978.
Might have been Betsy.
Yeah.
Sounds like Betsy, yes.
Anyway, the owner of Pat O'Brien's and the owner, obviously, of Preservation Hall and Rick Alzahari that owns the building are happy to have it there. We're going to do what we can to make sure that you all feel comfortable.
Great.
With the structure.
I'm sorry we keep seeing stuff that has been built without our approval that we then have to retroactively approve. So, I mean, I think that's really disappointing. So maybe you guys could provide a little more field oversight so that you notify us before it happens rather than coming back and asking for, you know, forgiveness. Otherwise, it seems like it was there before, so as long as structural's okay.
Do we have any public comment regarding this matter? All right, is that a motion?
Sure. I'd move that we provide conceptual approval for the staff report, and that as long as safety and permits and zoning sign off on it, we have no objection.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. All right, 806 North Rampart.
Right. 806 North Rampart is a yellow rated building. This is an appeal to retain millwork installed in deviation from approved plans. For application materials received February 9th, 2026 and February 24th, 2026 respectively. Staff issued a permit to correct violations on October 24th, 2024, primarily to address minor demolition by neglect throughout the site and correct window sash replacement that took place without permit. The enclosure of two non-historic openings on the rear elevation was also included in the scope following committee approval on October 8th, 24. The corresponding renovation non-structural application was not issued by DSP and was subsequently closed. Contractor then filed for a renovation structural application in June 2025, but no VCC sub-permit was created, as the description stated that the VCC sub-permit had already been issued. Because no sub-permit was created, VCC staff was not able to verify that the scope of work was unchanged, but the uploaded drawings were the same stamped by VCC staff under the non-structural application. Photos from a third-party inspector were uploaded to the structural permit in August 25, but the permit has not been closed by DSP and has not been marked as having had final inspection. The current application was filed on February 9, 2026 to perform interior work to white box the vacant building, with the only exterior scope being staff approval lighting. Staff noted that the drawing showed a set of French doors at the back wall that were not in the previous scope, as staff recalled that all rear openings were to be enclosed for the 2024 violation abatement permit. Staff informed the applicant that retention of the opening would require committee review and that a full inspection was needed. The applicant arranged for staff to inspect the property on February 19th, 2026, where the following work without permit was observed. All siding was replaced on the side and rear elevations and plywood sheathing installed underneath. Extensive framing replacement was undertaken. Structural work was performed on the interior of the rear addition. An exterior column supporting the second floor rear addition was removed and a bracket installed without structural review or committee approval. A set of French doors of transom and board and batten shutters was installed in the rear door. Windows on the side and rear elevations were completely replaced with pre-hung millwork that did not match previous conditions. Staff notes that the drawing stamped VCC approved on October 24, 24 included a note from the applicant which stated, quote, no changes to exterior design or style, door or window size or position. All existing features, including millwork and hardware, to remain, be repaired, or milled to match existing. Drawings are representative of existing structure and do not propose new features or work other than violation abatement. The current scope of work submitted by the applicant is solely for retention of the unpermitted French doors installed at the rear. Contractor stated the interior demolition had uncovered framing for a previously existing door with an extant transom above, and that the doors were added because he believed they were on the plans and had been approved. He added that they matched all millwork details at the pink-rated building under renovation at 800 North Rampart, which is a completely different age and style from the yellow-rated 806 to 810 North Rampart. Staff conceptually has no objection to the restoration of an opening in this location, given the extant framing and transom. However, a pair of French doors with board and batten shutters would not be found on the rear elevation of a building of this age and style. Staff finds it likely that this opening would have had a solid wood door with four panels, similar to the one found on the front elevation, with no shutters. Additionally, the detailing of the doors, jammed shutters, and hardware are all atypical and not approvable for retention. Staff recommends denial of the appeal to retain this millwork, with the applicant to submit a proposal to install an appropriate single door. Additionally, the scope of the appeal must be expanded to address all work and deviation from approved plans. Retention of the structural work, plywood sheathing, and millwork replacement all require documentation and committee approval.
Thank you. Please state your names and addresses for the record.
Steve Johnson, 1933 Potter Street.
John Williams, 824 Barone.
Thank you. Do you have a response to the staff report?
He just walked in the door, and the contractor's here, and it's what he thought was right when he was doing the interior improvements. If you look at what was here, it was just a rotten piece of plywood, if I'm not mistaken.
If I may interject, it's not quite accurate. The original door was underneath the stairwell, and it was cut down to 6 foot, which is illegal for an egress. And once we did the renovation, and it clearly shows right here that the door was not supposed to be infilled. Here's the copy of the print from 2024, I believe the date is. It clearly shows this door was supposed to be repaired and put back into service. Well, yes, the door was put back into service and repaired, but legally moved over 4 foot where there already was a pre-existing frame. We have proof of that from photographs and the one just behind me. There were two frames with transoms. Sure, of course.
So these aren't the stamped set of drawings, and they also don't show an opening on the rear elevator.
Well,
see, repaired door damage. Yeah, this isn't the stamped set.
Well, this is what we use for construction for doing the next.
It's not the stamped set.
Okay.
So,
well,
and the removal of that opening was approved at the committee.
Okay. Well, that's, there
so
is the confusion.
What you're saying is there was a door underneath the stairs that was not high.
It was
you
right
moved,
here.
You moved this door over
as to where there was an existing frame.
Put in, and this was under an interior renovation permit, right?
It was exterior.
That's
did all
you
the siding,
the exterior.
We replaced all of the millwork, all Spanish cedar windows. Everything matches exactly except for the two windows in the rear, which were trailer house windows, which we couldn't put trailer house windows back in.
Right.
So we had the mill worker make windows that were appropriate that matched the other millwork in the building, but everything else was exactly as.
So I just want the likelihood that somebody's going to see this is like zero. This is a rear back alley. You have to go through a side alley that's this as narrow as the back is here on the left side, and then it opens up a little bit, and this is where the contractor puts his door in. So
but it's not what was...
He's asking for approval of this door.
I understand. So what we have to first, you know, establish is, you know, this was not on the approval that was... I went through the ARC, correct? And so any modifications to the approved plans need to be reviewed by staff and approved in advance. So, and as John, as you know, the VCC has jurisdiction over the exterior of the building, whether you can see it or not.
Right.
So what we do have to do is decide whether or not what's there is appropriate and something that we can approve.
Another point, too, is that the current application, the 2026 application that this was discovered under, is calling to white box the interior. And I did note that the plans show it as egress, correct, for State Fire Marshal?
That's correct.
Okay, but the doors swing in.
Mm. That's okay, but they can swing in on this occupant level.
Yeah, the plans have already been released by State Fire Marshal.
Okay. I just, since that's not the existing condition and it shows them swinging out on those plans, I just wanted to double check.
Well, what was the plan approved,
right,
or is the existing condition approved? So if the plan shows an outswinging door and that's what the fire marshal approved, is that different than what's existing?
Yeah, what's existing swings in.
If that can be confirmed and provided to the
yeah.
staff, because we can't approve anything that is, you know, in deviation of what's approved by the fire marshal.
Sure.
So, if you look at what was there to begin with, it was the 6 foot plywood door.
But that's not really
and
the point.
My point being is the contractor.
But this isn't the same spot.
This
is a different location.
It's a different location.
Yeah.
And a different door.
It's not just a different door, it's a different location.
Yeah, it moved over 4 feet.
Yeah.
Which we don't do without
the other one was underneath the stairwell, so it couldn't be a legal egress.
That's why we approved closing it in.
Yeah, well, I guess I never got that set of plans. This is the only one that I had. You know, that
okay.
Here it is, you know.
So
how that happened, I'm not sure. But
the other thing, too, is staff has no objection to retention of an opening in this location. Staff has no objection to retention of the transom. The only thing staff objects to is the shutters, and the French doors, because really, stylistically, this should be a single room.
And the hardware.
Thank you. That's very helpful. Do we have any public comment on this matter? Okay, hearing none, is there more discussion?
I apologize if I missed this. I had to step out and speak with an applicant, but none of the structural stuff was approved by safety and currents, correct? Like, this is structural.
So,
like, wait, this is...
So that's
and
not...
And moving this HVAC.
So that's not in the current scope of this appeal. Before any permits are released for anything, we need the scope of the appeal to be expanded to include all of the work that deviates from the approved plans. The permit that was issued by safety and permits was structural. However, none of the structural work was actually shown on the drawings, and none of those drawings were approved by staff. So there were exterior modifications in addition to, and deviations from the plan in addition to the store, but they are not under review today.
Thank you.
So the scope needs to be expanded.
Right. Question. So since we have some questions about the fire marshal, we have some questions about the structural and how that jibes with what was approved by safety and permits, would a deferral of this matter affect your ability to operate this property until we can get these issues addressed? But this, none of this is slowing down?
No, there's no.
Okay. So that would be my recommendation, just so we can, you know, get all this squared away at one time and not have to hear this twice.
Agreed.
Same.
And may I add, and maybe you can put this in your motion, updated drawings.
Yeah.
For what's taking place now.
For what is actually there.
All of it. And not, yeah. I don't just mean...
We just want to get a whole comprehensive,
yes.
You know,
you.
Proposal. So
essentially like, almost like an as-built. Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure. Right.
Well, I mean, in reality, maybe in the contractor doing the job, the scope of work was to rehabilitate the building and replace the siding. Obviously, the building is close to collapse.
Right.
And structural stuff had to be done in order to make that happen.
Right.
So it was done under the guise and under the purview of that permit to make sure we could actually have the siding attached to something.
So in future reference, when you're working in the Vieux Carré, you need permission to do anything to
and
the
I,
exterior.
I guess I was under the impression that I had the permission from
Got
looking
it.
At all the... Do it, renovate, take care of these violations.
It needs to be very specific what's approved and what's not.
Yeah.
So now I think we can just get a motion to defer and with the outline of what we need so that we can see this again comprehensively.
I can do that.
All right.
Yes, you can.
So in the matter of 806 North Rampart, I'll make a motion to defer. To the next meeting with the caveat of having an audit or as-built of the drawings that match what was actually built in the field, and to confirm that what the state fire marshal approved matches what exists in the field. Is that covered?
And safety and permits.
And safety and permits.
Structural issues.
And safety and permits regarding the structural issues noted during our review.
Great. So, is that a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank
Great.
You.
So thank you so much.
One thing that you said that I just want clarity on, because I think we'll try to do our best to get back to the office. You said
it will not be the next meeting.
Well,
he said the next meeting, so I'm just making clarity that we can go to the next meeting.
No, that deadline is today.
That deadline is today.
Well, if I get the drawings in today, can I go to the next meeting?
You always can, yes.
Okay.
So you said you'd like to see this at the next meeting, and this is something I want to make sure.
If he meets the deadline.
So what is it that we have to get by the deadline?
You have to have as-built drawings. You have to confirm with the state fire marshal that what was approved was in swinging doors, and we also need approval from safety and permits on the structural work.
Yes.
From the previous permit. The previous permit does not show the structural work.
So basically, it's going to include the as-built conditions and to make sure that that goes along with the safety and permit structural approval.
I'm just trying not to waste everybody's time to go a whole another 4 weeks, because it's just...
Well, this is not, not really...
If I can get you the plans...
And this is not a waste of time.
Obviously, I can come back to the next meeting with the fire marshal.
If you can get a comprehensive set of plans to Aaron by 5 o'clock today that we agree addresses all of these issues, we're happy to put you on the
agenda.
Today is the...
I apologize, but I keep saying this at the beginning of every meeting. We are under furloughed. Staff has a limited amount of time, and today is the deadline. I apologize, but it is the deadline for 2 weeks.
And I asked you before we went to a motion whether or not this was going to mess you up if we went further. So, anyway.
But you made the motion. I'm trying to get clarity. We'll probably be the 2 weeks.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Thank you all.
I have one thought and one question. You had mentioned that the permit, sanctuary permits, doesn't have that closed out, this job.
Because I
pay for a final inspection, a third-party inspection.
You pay for a third-party inspection.
And I got the sticker on the door, final approved.
The third-party inspection does not guarantee that it has been
filed. Well, I realize it still has to go through the process.
The documents have been uploaded, but it hasn't been finaled or closed.
Oh, okay.
And considering there's deviation from the approved plans, and with the understanding that the plans that were submitted to them were the same as the ones that were submitted to us, which they weren't, that they're not going to be able to close it without addressing all of these issues.
Okay.
Thanks.
All
right, thanks so much. 540 Bourbon Street. For an applicant. Please state your names and addresses for the record.
Catherine L.K. Harmon Architects, 6238
Argonne Mills. Wade Jones, 540 Bourbon.
Great, thank you, staff.
536 through 44 Bourbon Street is a green-rated main building and a brown-rated two-story rear building. This is a proposal to add millwork replacement to the scope of a violation abatement permit per application of materials received September 13th, 2024 and February 24th, 2026. On April 16th, 25, staff issued a permit to correct long-standing demolition by neglect or without permit violations, all of which were in keeping with the guidelines and approval at staff level. The applicant has returned to staff with a proposal to replace 5 pairs of French doors with transoms on the Toulouse and Bourbon elevations, 3 of which are at the green rated main building. The currently existing millwork is in poor condition, and photographs show multiple configurations of French doors and transoms in these openings since the 1970s. It is not clear if any of the remaining millwork is historic status, but all 3 sets of French doors and transoms at the green rated building are particularly unusual and distinct from each other. The replacement doors are shown as 3 light French doors with single flat panels below. The Toulouse side set of doors, labeled as opening 1, appear to be shown fixed in place. These doors should be built to be operable, and any modifications to fix them in place must be reversible. Openings 2, 4, and 5 are shown swinging out, while opening 3 swings in. The jam details all show the doors mounted in the same plane, 9 inches back from the brick mold. 4 light transoms are shown above. The 2 sets of doors at the brown-rated addition are shorter and narrower. While staff generally discourages the wholesale replacement of millwork, particularly with the intent of making dissimilar millwork consistent despite changes over time, the condition of the millwork is particularly poor and no single opening can be said to have historic significance. Staff has no objection to the proposed work at the green-rated building. Since the brown-rated building is a separate structure with smaller openings and French doors are present on the second floor of the Bourbon elevation, staff finds it more appropriate for the new first floor millwork to match the 10 light, no panel French doors above. Staff notes that the transom are drawn as having 5 lights when there are only 4. However, it is likely impractical to have French doors with no panels on the ground floor on Bourbon Street. Staff recommends conceptual approval of the proposal as submitted, with minor revisions to be handled at staff level.
Thank you. Do you have a response to the staff report?
We agree with the staff report. Thank you.
All right, committee. Do we have any public comment regarding this matter? All right, are we ready for a motion then?
Sir?
I'll make a motion for 540 Bourbon Street. We accept the staff's recommendation.
So conceptual approval?
For conceptual approval and all the details to be worked out at staff level.
Thank you.
A second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you so much. I think that's a record.
I think
that was very nice. Thank you.
1224 Decatur Street. We have an applicant. Please state your name and address for the record.
Yes, my name is C.T. Randolph. I'm the Coastal Restoration Contractor Environmental, representing 1224 Decatur.
Thanks so much. Staffs?
Excuse me. All right, 1224 Decatur is a green-rated main building and service building. This is a proposal to retain and modify work completed in deviation of approved plans, including rooftop catwalk and platform. Application materials received May 27, 2025 and September 19, 2025, respectively. As a reminder, the VCC approved the installation of a rooftop mechanical rack on this building as part of a major renovation approved in 2014. Following the completion of that renovation, staff noted that work related to the rooftop rack was not completed as per the approved plans. Specifically, the as-built roof racks lacked lattice screening that was to be applied. Additionally, tankless water heaters were installed on the rack that were not shown in the plans. In addition to these issues with the roof rack itself, staff found that a new roof hatch and catwalk had been installed that were not indicated on the approved plans. The applicant is seeking to retain the roof hatch, catwalk, and additional equipment, and proposes to install louvered screening as previously recommended. This application was deferred at the October 7th, 2025 architecture meeting to allow time for revised drawings to be produced and for the applicant to and staff to confer with safety and permits regarding some of the code requirements of the rooftop mechanical rack. Staff received an email from a senior building plans examiner with safety and permits, noting that there were no obvious problems with the code. The proposed setup is adequately framed, supported, not too close to roof edge, catwalk has handrails, etc. With these building code issues seemingly adequately addressed, staff has some additional recommendations based on our VCC guidelines. Staff finds the installation of louvered screening approvable and suggests that it be painted to match the roof color behind the roof rack to help reduce the visibility of this roof rack. As with the screening, staff recommends that the roof hatch cover be painted to match the color of the roof. The catwalk is not explicitly shown in elevation or detail drawings. Staff previously noted that the existing condition of having 2x4 guardrails looked rather improvised. Staff recommended that a minimal metal mechanical guardrail would be preferred to the current 2x4 construction. A metal rail would be visually lighter than the current wood rail and could also be painted to match the roof surface. Overall, staff finds retention of these elements with the noted modifications to be conceptually approvable. Staff notes that elements of this proposal require full commission review and recommends that the committee forward this project to the commission with a positive recommendation.
Thank you. Do you have a response to the staff report?
No.
All right. Committee?
It all seems perfectly logical. I remember when we brought this before and we were a little startled, so it's good to see.
Something happening.
Yes.
So would we, before we conceptually approved it, would we want to see details of the revised, sorry.
For the guardrail?
The guardrail, the louvers.
I'm imagining just like a pretty typical mechanical guardrail.
We could handle that.
We could bring it back.
Okay, so great. So do we have any public comment regarding this matter? Hearing none, are we ready for a motion?
Sure. In the matter of 1224 Decatur Street, I move that we accept the staff recommendation of conceptual approval with any details to be worked out with the staff and with this to be moved forward to the commission next week.
Great. You have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to 730 Royal Street.
Okay.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Hey guys, Mark Mueller, Southeast Restoration, 1417 Linwood Avenue, Metairie, Louisiana.
Thank you. Staff?
All right, 730 Royal Street is a blue-rated building. This is a review of mortar conditions and results of brick and mortar testing in conjunction with proposal to continue repointing work for materials received January 16, 2025. A permit was issued for this building initially to repoint approximately 35% of the masonry. After the work began, the applicant reached out and received an approved change order to repoint 100% of the masonry. Staff became concerned with the work in progress and issued a stop work order due to the color of the mortar being used and the presence of prepackaged packed mix mortar mix bags on site. Following the stop work order, staff requested that the applicant perform mortar testing of the existing mortar. The test results came back noting that the compressive strength of the mortar was not measurable because it was too soft, but the testing notes that the compressive strength of the bricks were also tested using a hammer test. The test results note that 10 readings were taken at each of the 3 different areas of the building, with all the bricks testing at 3,000 and 3,500 PSI. The test results also include information on Quikrete's mortar mix, which is not an approvable material to be used for pointing work, but notes that this mortar has a minimum compressive strength of 750 PSI, which should be compatible with these bricks. Provided that the applicant is agreeable to mixing mortar and completing their pointing work all to VCC specifications, staff has no objection to the work proceeding. Staff recommends that the stop work order be lifted and the work continues while still being observed by VCC staff.
Thank you. Do you have a response to the staff report?
The only thing is the pack mix, which is something that our masons had in a trunk from another job that was never put on this building.
Great.
Unloaded to get the other materials that we had on the truck. So that was never put on this building. So
awesome.
our intention was just to use N-type, you know, 9-3-1 standard BCC mix mortar. I think y'all have agreed on color of gray.
When you say BCC mix, you mean to be hand mixed?
Hand mixed.
Correct, okay. Just being clear, because there is a VCC mix that is not the same.
I'm still unclear why you guys don't like that.
Because it has too much pour on it.
Yeah.
The ratio is off.
The ratio is too high.
So I'm concerned about the joints on this building and getting them correct.
Well, they don't seem to be raked to compare
with the existing.
And this is a problem that we're seeing. This isn't just picking on you. This is a problem that we're seeing across the district. That
it's just like screened up.
It's basically wiped on and then smoothed off, which does not give that raked joint. And particularly on a blue-rated building, you know, we are really needing to be rigorous about matching that joint. So if you can please pass that along to your team, that would be very, very helpful.
Okay. And what kind of inset do y'all want on the joint?
To match the existing.
I think
we looked at that on site too. The existing is like,
well, and I understand
an inch deep. I didn't want to go that.
And I understand deeper. That some of that is because the mortar's deteriorating.
Terrible.
You know, right? And so this looks like a good example of where it is not so deteriorated, with an appropriate reveal. So if you know, maybe even if we came back to site and went around and looked at it with you, we'd be happy to do that.
Yeah.
But I think that example looks good in that shot.
We'll go back to like a standard quarter inch trial.
But that'd be great. It's real important. It's important everywhere, but
yeah.
Particularly on a blue-rated building.
Okay.
And look, Mark, I really appreciate how well you've been working with us. I think it's a good example. A lot of times we get into these where people get on site and things change. And, you know, we're in here trying to correct things after the fact. So this is we're very grateful.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. We know the significance of this building.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Yeah, it's highly visible. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
thank you.
The current mortar is
yeah.
It's not there.
Yeah.
It's baby powder at this point.
So have you said public comment yet or not?
No.
Is there any public comment regarding this matter? Okay, then. I'm not hearing none. Do we have a motion?
Sure. In the matter of 730 Royal Street, we've moved that work proceed per the staff recommendations, with work to proceed with the staff review as far as the mortar mix and the joints.
Very good.
Thank you.
We'll be back on Thursday.
We have to vote yet.
I'll second.
We still have to vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now you can go. Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right.
Good day.
439 Decatur Street.
When reviewing this application, staff determined that this is actually approvable at staff level.
Great.
Oh, cool.
And we'll just move on.
We need to approve removal?
No.
Okay.
So 617 Decatur Street. Great. Please state your name and address for the record.
Ashley Kelso, 9621 Robin Lane.
Thanks. Staff?
617 Decatur is an orange-rated main building. This is an appeal to retain rooftop mechanical equipment installed without benefit of BCC review and approval, and to install rail and screening per application of materials received February 24, 2026. Staff inspected the property on August 23, 2018, and issued a notice of violation for various demolition by neglect and work without permit violations, including unpermitted mechanical equipment present on both the lower and upper roofs. Application was submitted in 2022 to retain the equipment, but was deferred as safety permits determined that platforms and rails would be needed, and the BCC had concerns that this would make the conditions much more conspicuous. The 2022 application expired from inactivity, and no further action was taken to address the violations. The roof is now failing, and an application was submitted to replace both the upper and lower roofs. Staff noted that the mechanical equipment could not be removed and reinstalled under the roof application since the equipment is currently in violation, and reinstallation as is would not comply with mechanical code. The applicant is appealing to retain two 10-ton condensers on the lower roof, as well as a 69-inch tall by 62-inch diameter water tower for decorations. Two abandoned units will be removed, and the existing Daikin units will be relocated away from the Wilkinson elevation, set back approximately 12'4". Staff notes that the DVA for the Daikin units is listed at 84.7, which is at the high end for units of this size.
New 42-inch tall railings are shown mounted to the roof adjacent to the charters and to loose side parapets. A partial guardrail with wood lattice is shown on the Wilkinson side adjacent to the existing roof hatch. There's currently no equipment on the upper roof. All abandoned disconnect switches leading to the empty upper roof must be removed. Any future equipment must be submitted to the BCC for review and approval prior to installation. Staff finds the proposed equipment retention, reorganization, and rail and screen installation to be conceptually approvable. Due to the building's orange rating and its discreet location, commission review is not required for installation of rooftop equipment.
Thank you. Do we have any elevations that show the size of this water tower?
I would like, no, we don't. I would like to say that staff is thrilled that they are moving this, and yet we've been working with her. The water tower is not seen.
But we're thrilled we're moving that, but then we're adding something that we don't know.
We're taking stuff away.
Old HVAC.
Right, but
this is staying where it currently is.
But we don't know what it looks like.
Because you've never seen it, because you can't see it.
You can't see it.
You can't see it.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
You can't
see
it.
We've seen it from aerial views.
Thank you. That's where I was trying to get to. Okay.
It's not pretty, but you can't see it.
You can't see it.
Well, that's just what I was trying to get to.
It's not pretty.
Gotcha.
Where is it here? It's this guy?
Yeah.
And not visible from anywhere?
So this is going away. These will be moved over here, and this is staying where it is. It's not. Yeah. We saw it from aerials. This is all
so that's
gone.
The screening will be installed across there because of that roof hatch.
Great.
It's not going the full length of the elevation. It's basically just where it needs to be for code.
Gotcha.
And this goes away.
Then the equipment on the upper roof, there is none now. There's none as part of this proposal. There's none as part of this retention. If there's anything that's going to go up there in the future, it should go without saying, but it requires BCC review.
Great.
We're pleased with this cleanup.
So, Brian, be quiet.
I'm glad you asked a question, but I, since 2022, almost to the date, March 2022, we've been working on this.
Great. So, committee.
It's a win.
No questions.
I don't have a question.
All right, public comment, anyone? All right, so do we have a motion?
I can make a motion in the matter of 617 Decatur Street. I make a motion for conceptual approval and all the details of the screening to be worked out at staff level.
All in favor?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. So you would have had a record if I come out. Sorry.
No,
sorry.
Haven't got two records today.
All right. Well, we come to the end of the agenda. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That was a record, guys.
Yes, indeed. Well done.
Yay.